Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I really appreciate you tuning in tonight. Now, got some news. Our co-host is not going to be able to be with us tonight. I don't know exactly why. I just got that word just a few minutes ago, so I haven't had a chance to figure out why. But he won't be here tonight. But whatever the situation is, we hope that it works out and that he'll be with us on Friday. But Michael, if you need anything, just holler, okay? Tonight's going to be a little different because we had a whole different thing planned. We were going to talk about what is spirituality and all that stuff. So I still might talk about that tonight. But what I am going to do, just because of this situation, I am going to open my phone lines. And if you have questions that need answers, or basically let's try to lean towards mediumship stuff tonight. If there is somebody on the other side that you want to try to contact, or if, you know, we're missing a little bit tonight, we're going to focus on that a little bit. So our phone lines are open at 347-327-9316 if you would like to be a part of the program. Rose will be helping me out. You get to talk to her. So when you do call in, you push your 1 to begin with, and then you'll get to talk to Rose, and then Rose will get you on with me. Call in number 2 this program, Meds, 347-327-9316. In the meanwhile, let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll let Spirit lead us. All right. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, and we thank you for your guidance, your leadership, and, of course, you. And, Father, Mother, God, I think that sometimes we lose focus of you. And, Father, Mother, God, tonight as we start beginning to really focus on what is spirituality, what does that mean to us? Because to everybody, it's going to mean something different. To everybody, it is something different. And, Father, Mother, God, I think that a lot of times we get stuck in boxes, and I think that we just need to think more and more outside the box as we move forward into you. And, Father, Mother, God, I just thank you so much for your guidance tonight. And, Father, Mother, God, right now I just ask that you would just help me completely move out of the way, that you would just help me be what you want me to be on this program tonight. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for the people that are going to be calling in tonight and looking for that help. And Father, Mother, God, just let that help come forward. And Father, Mother, God, for whatever reason Michael can't be here tonight, and whatever that situation is, you know what that situation is, and we just ask that you would just take care of that for him right now. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you so much again for the gifts inside of me. And I thank you for the listeners that are listening to me. And I thank you for this program. And I thank you for the awakening that is happening in all of us. And I say namaste. And I say amen. You know, and okay, so let's ask the question. Let's go ahead and ask the question and put it out there. What is spirituality? What is that to you? What does that look like to you? To you, it might look different than it does to me. You know, most of my life, I've had a special connection with the spirit within me. I haven't always understood how to work with it. I haven't always, you know, I think Aaron mentioned this last night, you know, he learned how to develop his gifts. You know, it's developing into what you want, you know, what spirit wants you to be. You know, Aaron was with us last night, and if you missed that show, check it out in archive. But he was talking about last night, he was talking about how he sat in a circle to really grow. You know, he set himself down from the age of 13, you know, until he was, you know, 18 or about 16, I think, is when he really started, you know, working with spirit. But, you know, for that period of time, he just sat and he learned. And I think that a lot of times that's how we develop, that's how we grow, is by just getting into that place, following spirit, just learning. You know, like with me, I believe that it's always been there, but it took me a period of time to really develop it over years. My spirituality has grown. And to me, like I said, it has changed a lot. You know, for me, I grew up in religion, okay? And religion is a part of spirituality, but does spirituality come before religion? Or does religion come first and then spirituality? You know, I believe that spirituality comes before anything else, and that everything is birthed from that. Because I believe that spirituality is that center, is that spirit within us. You know, a lot of times you hear people go, well, you know, I'm searching for God. And what spirituality is, let's just really focus really quick here. And I'm going to read something to you. And the essence of spirituality is the search to know our true selves, to discover the real nature of consciousness. The quest has been the foundation of all the great spiritual teachings and the goal of all the great mystics. So to break that down, what it is looking for our true self. My understanding and my belief is this, and this is my understanding and this is my belief, is that somewhere along the line, I believe that we have forgot our true identity. You know, in some ways, we're in an identity crisis for a lot of us. Have you ever gone through that? In your physical self, you know, not really knowing who you are and just having that crisis. A lot of people have that because of their sexuality or whatever, you know, they can't be who they really truly are. And I think that for a lot of us, we don't really know how to tap in to that spirit self, that spirituality within us and into that higher consciousness. And as we advance forward into these new energies that are on our planet right now, and part of the reason for this program is that I believe that Spirit really wants us to get a little deep at times, really wants us to dig in and say, hey, you know what, this is what I have for you right now. And a lot of times that's what Spirit really wants to bring into your life, is that deep feeling. Have you ever just closed your eyes, and just close your eyes right now, actually, if you don't mind, And just feel that. So you're going to feel something. And to me, that's that spirit within you. That's that consciousness within you that is in all of us. We are all connected. And I think that a lot of times we allow our different beliefs or our differences to separate us. And I believe that more than ever, we need to come together as one. And to go into that place of oneness, into that place of center. So let's go ahead and let's talk to Susie B. Hi, Susie B.
Hello, Michael, dear.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm so happy to be able to talk to you.
Well, I am happy to talk to you, and at least you're going to keep me company for a little bit. So
yes,
so,
you know, I really have, you know what, I bless you, and I love you, and I know that you're guided by spirit to change up things. I really miss talking to you, though.
Yeah, well, I miss talking to you, too. Now, let's try to stay. I'm going to see if you have any questions later, but now, for you, we're talking about spirituality, and I don't mean to put you on the spot here.
No, you're fine.
Okay. You know, what is spirituality to you?
To me, it is our one source, which is God, and that is where where we were created from. So I, too, believe that we are birthed with spirituality, and it is of our free will that we develop it.
Yeah.
We develop our relationship with God, with oneness, and with each other.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Now, do you have a question that you want to ask me? If you need some answers tonight, or anything that you need to?
Anything that spirit is you know, I'm trusting spirit with any message that that would be coming through for me.
Okay. Let me. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. As I tap into that place, and let me be quiet for just a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the one thing that I'm picking up immediately is they're saying trust. They really want you to begin to trust more, to really go deeper in you. They're saying that you're there, but you need to go just a little bit deeper. and really trust them to meet all your needs. They're saying that a lot of times you get stuck in the human you and not into that spirit you. A lot of times you start doubting if things are really going to move in your life and work out for you. And the one thing that Spirit's really telling me right now is that that is really going to start working for you. Here in next month, Spirit's saying that next month you're going to see miracle after miracle after miracle, things that you weren't even expecting or seeing, especially with your family, as far as your family is concerned. They're saying that that's going to be a healing time. There's a healing time coming. I keep seeing healing. And coming back together. They keep saying coming back together. That there's no more divide. I keep seeing there has been like a big gulf between you and somebody else, and now that is beginning to close. That is going to start closing. But you also need to stand in your own power and your own strength.
Absolutely.
And stand for who you are. And I think that a lot of times, Susie, I feel like that you, a lot of times you forget that, you lose sight of that spirit within you. And we all do that. You know, they're not getting onto you. We all do that in some way.
Right.
But they really want you to draw upon that and really go into a place of forgiveness, more towards yourself than towards other people. I feel like that a lot of times you're really too hard on yourself. And what they really want you to do is really focus on forgiving you. And once you can find that forgiveness and that unconditional love for yourself, then you're going to be able to share that and open that up to other people. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. I am standing firm. I've grown a lot in the past, and my one son has really hurt me very much. This is like the fourth time he has really, you know, come at me, and this time, I am
right. Okay.
Standing firm in for what I believe in, and I am not going to back down on it, not at all. I'm not going to change for anybody.
Yeah, no, because you get to, you know, and I think that's what spirituality helps us with, you know, is when we're really finding that true spirit within us. Then we find ourselves, you know,
that's true
self.
And if it's true, Michael, you know, if you know that you are of God, God lives in you, you are pure love, and you are pure light, and, you know, there is nothing, not a thing for you to you know, need to back down on. You know, it's important to stand firm in that.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, Susie, I'm going to let you go unless you have something else that you want to add really quick, and then I'm going to move on and see what Spirit leads me.
If you ever need me to come on, I'll talk to you all the time.
Okay, all right. Well,
I love you, Michael.
All right, hang out, Susie. I might need you after a while, so hang out there somewhere.
Okay,
all
I'll
right,
hang on.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah. Hey, you know, you get used to that chitter chatter and you get used to, you know, having somebody talk back and forth with. It's very interesting. I just paused. And the one thing that I really feel like is that Spirit really wants to talk tonight. And, you know, my job is to allow that to happen. And, you know, I believe that everything happens for a reason. I don't believe that anything happens by chance. I believe that everything is in divine order. And I believe that there's a reason why I'm here by myself tonight. You know, I think that with me, with my own spirit, let's just settle in for a minute. You know, get you a comfy chair, and I'm going to get me a comfy chair, and let's just sit and talk. Is that okay? Let's just sit and talk and let Spirit talk tonight. You know, I think with me, my journey, like I said, you know, ever since I was little, you know, I believe that there has been like this special connection. I remember from a very early age, there was something else inside of me. I always knew that. I always knew that there was something higher than me, something that was passing something down to me. And I always knew that there was a purpose for my life. I didn't always know exactly what that purpose was, you know, when I was really little, but I knew that there was a reason I was here. And in some ways, I think that as I grew up, I think that I fought that a lot, you know, knowing that Spirit has something for me to do and has something for you to do. And I think that what we do sometimes is that we lose sight of ourselves. You know, we get so wrapped up in the world around us. We get, you know, we get so focused on all the things outside of us, and we lose focus on the inside of us. We lose focus of that spirituality that is us. We are our own spirituality. We are that. And I think that a lot of times, I think Aaron mentioned this last night a little bit. You know, I think that a lot of times, you know, we're looking outside of ourselves. And Michael mentioned this last night as well. You know, that we're looking outside of ourselves for somebody to stamp us with that approved thing. You know, that we approve of you. That we, you know, that validation from other people. But we don't need that validation from other people. It doesn't matter what other people think of us. What really matters is what Spirit says about us. And, you know, that's the one thing for me that was really hard for me to sink into me. But I believe that with everything inside of me. Yeah, sometimes, yeah, I wander off in that, you know, that thing and looking for approval outside of me. I still do that sometimes. But I also know that I don't have to have that. Because I know that Spirit loves me unconditional, just the way I am. Loves every bit of me. And that's awesome. And I think for me, let's get back to spirituality. For me, spirituality is knowing. You know, to me, that's what spirituality is knowing. Knowing that there is something higher than you. That there's a higher intelligence. There's a higher consciousness. Call it whatever you want to label it. It's all the same thing. You know, I think that we get hung up on labels. Again. You know, a lot of times people say, you know, I'm looking for God. What does that mean? Looking for God. Is God lost? I mean, you know, what does that mean even? Because I believe that what we call God, because I believe in a higher power. All my information comes from that source. I choose to call that source God. But I could call it peanut butter and jelly and it wouldn't matter. Because it's the same thing. It's this deep knowing. It's this deep guidance. It's a love that goes beyond anything that I've ever felt. And like I said, it's always been there. Now let's talk a little bit about, you know, when I got older, I got into church and nothing about, you know, nothing against church. You know, I just happened maybe to get in some churches that were not so nice, you know. But, you know, that doesn't mean that all churches are bad. You know, you reach, it's sort of like you reach into a barrel of apples and you might reach in there and you might get one apple out of that barrel that's bad. That doesn't mean that they're all bad. That doesn't mean that all those apples are bad. And I think that a lot of times for a lot of people listening to me right now, maybe you got hurt in church. And I think that when we get hurt there, I think we have a very tendency of shutting that thing off that's inside of us. That spirit within us. We get mad because we're looking for church. We're looking for God outside of us. And I spent half of my life looking for the very thing that's inside of me, outside of me. It took me years to find my home, which is inside, the center within me. It took me years to get there. You know, I was in my 30s before I even knew that the Spirit was within me. I was looking in the sky and I was looking outside of myself and reaching for something that wasn't out there. And I remember one time in my life, some of you have heard of this and maybe some of you haven't because you're new. there was a time in my life that I went through a place of questioning. And I think that's okay to question. It's okay to question some of the things that we've learned in church or in different areas of our lives. It's okay to do that. And then I came to that place of questioning one day, and I said, you know, because there was a situation in my life where everybody in the religious world just walked away from me, and I really needed them. And I want to make a point here. The one thing about spirituality, once you really find that center, you don't ever have to worry about it not being there for you. You never have to worry about, you know, is it going to judge me because of something I do? Or, you know, are they going, you know, is it going to be there when I really need it to be there? It's going to be there. It's always been there. It's never gone anywhere. And it's never going anywhere. Your spirit that's inside of you continues on. It's that driving force that continues on. That's what spirituality is. It's ever there. It's everlasting. It's ever knowing. To me, that's what spirituality is. You know, there has been times in my life, and I'm going to go back to my story here in a minute. Ethan, I forgot. But I want to go somewhere else for a minute. You know, there have been times in my life that I've questioned everything else around me. And there has been times that people have failed me when I really needed them. But the one thing that has never failed me, the one thing that I can always rely upon and rest upon is the center within me, which is God inside. Now to go back to my story. I was at a point of questioning. And when I got to that point of questioning, I was at my lowest point. I was like searching and I didn't know what was right or what was wrong. I grew up, 25 years of my life was spent in a church that I believe that just failed me. That just left me empty. There was nothing there. And I'm not saying the churches are wrong. Please do not send me emails. Please listen to what I'm saying very carefully. You know, it was just one church that I just happened upon that I felt just left me empty. And I was at a point of just really questioning all that stuff in my life. And I went outside one morning and I said, I don't even know if you're real. I don't even know who I'm talking to. You know, but if you are real, I need to know that. Or I'm never going to talk again. I'm never going to pray again. I'm never going to open a Bible again because I just don't know right now. And I think that a lot of times in our lives we get to that place of searching, of that place of desperation. And I think that a lot of times, especially in the world that we're in right now, it's really easy for us to get to that place of desperation and not knowing. And at that moment that I asked, you can believe this, you don't have to believe it. It's totally up to you. It was real, and I know that. At that moment when I asked, where have you been? I asked, where have you been? Because I was mad. I was like, where have you been? And at the moment that I said, where have you been? I heard a voice that says, I have always been right inside of you. I have gone nowhere. I've always been right here. You know, even in your desperate times, you know, Spirit's right there. Spirit knows right now where you are. Do you know that? Right now, at this now moment, knows exactly what's going on in your life. That's how I can tap into you. That's how mediums and psychics tap into you. because of the spirit within you. We tap into that, and then that tells us what's going on with you. How else do we know that? It's like Aaron brought up a great point last night. And I listened to today's show because, you know, he brought up a phone, you know, the phone. You know, I believe that spirit's like a phone. You know, and the spirit within you sometimes will tell me things about you that I need to know to help you. Does that make sense? And likewise, I have friends that know when I'm having a bad day, they'll call me and say, Michael, are you okay? Because we felt a disturbance in the force. And so, you know, hey, you guys like Star Wars? You know, the disturbance in the force. So what is spirituality to you? If you want to call me, my phone lines are open. Just because I'm talking don't mean you can't talk to me. 347-327-9316. What is that to you? Maybe you have those moments of awakening, those moments when spirit just said, oh, here I am. You know, those light bulb moments, those times that you saw that light. And more as we advance forward, I believe that we're really stepping into that. As we get ready to go into December, we are in a place of going into a higher consciousness. Actually, Spirit just told me to extend this program, so I'm going to do that just here in a minute. We're going to put on a song, and we're going to extend for a little bit. Because I believe that Spirit really wants to talk and just wants to settle in here. Because to me, everything lay upon spirituality. If you go back and you look at our history, if you look at what we were founded on, the principles that we were founded on, that America was founded on, they were founded on principles of spirituality. Everything goes to spirituality, and everything is trying to get back to that place. It's like a tug of war. There's a part of you, you have consciousness, okay? There's a part of you and spirituality, and it's like a tug of war that goes on inside of you sometimes. That's the best way I could describe it. And there's this pull. Have you ever felt it? That pull? And a lot of times, what Spirit's trying to do, your spirit guide, awesome spirit guides. You guys have awesome spirit guides. What they do is they tug on you. Have you ever just felt like your shirt or your arm being tugged? That's your spirit guide saying, don't go that way. Don't do that. That's your spirit guide. Your spirit guide's job is to keep you on track of your spirituality. Do you know that each one of you have a blueprint? There's going to be some people that disagree with this, and that's okay if you disagree with me. Okay? And even you can come on air and disagree with me if you want. But so it's 347-327-9316. But I believe that there's a blueprint. I believe that everybody has that. And I believe that you are trying to get to that blueprint, to that path, to find your path. You know, it's funny. Tonight's the first night that I haven't been really nervous. The first couple nights on this program, I've been nervous. I don't know why I was so nervous. You know, and I prayed about it today. I asked Spirit, I said, why was I so nervous? What are you trying to do here? You know, and the one thing that I believe that Spirit's trying to do is to stretch us. This is new to me. It's new to me tonight to not have Michael with me. But the one thing that I do have with me is the same thing that's with Michael right now, wherever Michael is. And it's the Spirit within us. Because I can feel Michael. I have never met him. I still can feel him, though. Because it's the Spirit within us that connects us. To me, spirituality is that connectedness. Is that even a word? Yeah. Okay. All right. So, but sometimes I make up words. You'll find that out as we move on here. But you know, it's that, it's trying to connect us. It's like trying to return you home. Have you ever been on a trip? I remember one time I went to camp, Bible camp, and it was actually my very first time away from home. And I was at Bible camp, and I just, you know, that first day or so, I was like, okay, I don't really like it. 'Cause guess what was happening? I was becoming homesick. We're homesick. That's what we are. We're homesick. We're wanting, there's a part of us that is wanting to go home. And that home is inside of us. Wanting to return to center. Your consciousness wants to open up to that. That's what spirituality is, in my opinion. The difference between spirituality and, I think there's a fine line that is drawn in the sand between religion and spirituality. Religion, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, you're entitled to yours. And if you want to share that, 347-327-9316. But my opinion is that religion draws a line. Most of my life when I was in religion, this is just my experience in religion, okay? When I was in religion, I was afraid. I was afraid that if I did something bad, I was going to go to a place that I was going to burn forever and ever. I don't believe that now. Because I don't believe in a spirit that would judge me like that. I believe that there's a fine line between spirituality and religion, and I believe that religion tries to control by fear and by judgment, and it's not their place to do that. I believe that as a spiritual being, it is not my job, it is not my responsibility to judge you in any way. That is not my place, that is not my job. My job is to share unconditional love with you and to teach you and to try my best to help you in any way I can. That is what my job is as a spiritual being, is to help you in any way I can without any judgment. And the one thing that I promise you, if you ever call this program, the one thing that you will never ever hear from me is in any form or shape will I judge you. It is not my place to do that. My place is to teach you and to love you. That's my job. That's all of our jobs. And somewhere I think that we forgot that. You know, I go back to a scripture in my head that says, love one another. I go to another scripture that says, love yourself, love your neighbor as you would you love yourself. And I think that sometimes we treat people, how would we treat ourselves the same way? And I think the sad thing is that I think we do sometimes. You know, I think that sometimes when we are pointing fingers at other people, that we're pointing fingers at ourselves and that we're judging ourselves, and it goes back to unconditional love to yourself. And that is what spirituality is, my friends, is unconditional love. That's what spirituality is to me. Again, you know, call a number. You can have a different opinion than me. 347-327-9316. You'll get on there, I promise. Because what is it to you? You know, I think that as we go into these places of awakening, as we move forward, You know, if you don't know what you're looking for, then how are you going to know when you find it? And I think for a lot of us, we're looking for something that we already found. I remember one time it was funny. Okay, Rose wrote something, and okay, I think she, Rose, if you want to come on and ask your question, then if you feel comfortable asking me, I just hit your mic on. But okay, let's pull Rose up. Hi, Rose. You have
hey,
a question?
Michael.
Yeah.
Well, I do, because I think about this a lot, and it confuses me, and I go back and forth on it, because we're supposed to have free will, but a lot of people say that we come here with the soul contract, and you have to complete A, B, C, D, and E. You know what I'm saying? So how can it be both?
Okay, good question. All right, I'm going to go ahead and close your mic off, but I am going to answer your question, okay? And that is a very good question. And I have a very good answer, and we're going to be giving you that here as soon as I come back. We're going to take a small break, and we'll be right back. But that is a good question. Okay, if we have a blueprint, do we have free will? That is a good question. I have a good answer as soon as we get back. Do not go anywhere. You're going to want to hear what I have to say next. So we'll be right back.
Oh,
Okay, we're back. And, okay, if you weren't with us before, we had a question, and I have an answer. The question was, and I've asked this question, do we have a set pattern? Do we have free will? And I think that a lot of us ask that question over and over and over and over and over. And I'm going to give you the answer that Spirit gave me, for me. Now, that doesn't mean that this is your answer, okay? You have to find this for yourself. But I asked that question, and this is what Spirit told me, okay? And what I believe is this. I believe that you and I do have a set purpose. We have a plan. It is our spiritual path. I also believe that you have a spirit guide assigned to you to help you with that assignment. That when you came to planet Earth, I believe that you signed up for something. Okay? This is what I believe. I also believe that your spirit guide's job is to help you on that path. But you do have free will. Okay? You can go along as you are here. You can say, okay, yeah, I might have signed up for that, but I'm not going to do that. Have you ever, like, maybe like PTA, or you ever signed up and volunteered for something and you said, hey, you know, I'm going to do that. I have every intention on doing that. I'm going to do that. But then you back out. That's your free will. Yeah, are you following what I'm trying to show you? Okay. Yeah, you said, okay, yeah, I'm going to do that. I'm going to come here and do that. But maybe somewhere along the line, you're going, I don't think so. I'll let somebody else make that cake or make that pie or make those cookies or do that. You know? And you have free will. You have free choice. You always have free choice. Spirit is not going to dictate to you what you can or what you can't do. Spirit loves you no matter what you do. Spirit, of course, wants you to stay to the blueprint, wants you to stay to your purpose. But also the same thing, it's your will. It's your free will. Okay, yesterday. Okay, let's go to yesterday. Okay, yesterday in this country, we have the right. Okay, Rose asked another question. We'll get to that here in a minute. Okay. She's full of questions tonight. That's okay, though. Okay, but okay, you have free will yesterday. You could go vote or you not go vote, okay? But it is your right to do that, okay? It is your right to come here. She asked a question, okay, if we don't fulfill our contract, if we don't fulfill our blueprint, okay, Do we come back again? Okay, that is a good question. And maybe I'll leave that to another show. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, people are like, what? But, for me, this is, again, my belief. I believe that you choose to come back here. Okay, you come here to learn a whole bunch of stuff. Let's go here. Okay, you come here to learn a whole bunch of things. This is what you sign up to do. And the more you learn, the more you experience, the more you grow. Okay, your consciousness expands. Okay, now what I believe is this. I believe that you can come back if you want and expand that consciousness, but you don't have to come back. Because in my opinion, if you did that, then to me, that's almost like a judgment thing to me. And I just don't see the Spirit doing that. And so that's just my opinion. That's just how I feel. That's just my belief. It doesn't reflect upon the belief of my co-host or anybody else. That's my personal belief. And, you know, and Michael might have a total different opinion than mine, and that's okay. And you know, hopefully someday we'll get into that discussion. But you know, hopefully that answers your question, Rose. But I just don't believe, my thing is, I just don't believe in a God or a spirit or a higher being that judges us in any way. And to me, forcing us to come back would just be that to me. And so I just don't see that. I just don't feel that. So, and that's just something that I strongly believe. And so, you know, and everybody strongly believes things. So, and that's okay. So, that's what we have Spiritual Talk Radio to do, is to give you a place to talk. And, you know, and like I said, you know, that's what I see this show as, a place for you to come and talk. And if I'm saying something you don't agree with, that's okay. It's okay not to buy everything I'm selling. I wouldn't want you to. Okay? I would want you, if it resonates with you, then put it in your spirit. But if it doesn't resonate with you, then toss it in a trash can. It's not going to hurt my feelings. Okay? No more than if you had a different belief. You know, it's not, you know, if it resonates with you, then I'll keep it. If it doesn't, then I'm going to move on. The one thing that I promise you on this program as we move forward is that what I teach here is from spirit. And if it resonates with you, great. And if it doesn't, that's okay too. But the only thing that I ask you is, don't toss it out too quick. You know, I think that sometimes we toss things out too quickly. You know, when I first started, okay, I grew up in religion, okay? Reading cards in the church that I grew up in was of the devil. I would have been thrown out of the church if they had known anything like that. Okay? And so, you know, so for me, when I started on this path, you know, and this is something that we could have talked to Aaron a little bit about last night, because he grew up Catholic, and then, you know, he found out that his mom was a spiritualist, and a spiritualist church and a Catholic church, trust me, they are totally separate, okay? Totally different. And so I'm sure that was a little hard for him. But for me, you know, when I really started stepping out of that religion part of me, you know, that was hard. It was hard to let go of some of those things and to really begin to say, okay, this doesn't fit with me anymore. It doesn't resonate with me anymore. You know, it's just not fitting for my life anymore. You know, do I attend church? Yeah, I attend church every once in a while. I love attending churches. I love the fellowship. I love that. And it has its place. You know, I wish, one thing that I wish that was closer to me was a spiritualist church. You know, I wish that was closer. But all beliefs are just that, beliefs. You know, they're just beliefs. And you know, the one thing that I love about the United States is that we can worship whatever we want to worship in any way we want to worship that. We have it's called freedom of religion. I wish it would be called freedom of spirituality, but right now it's called freedom of religion. But that's okay. We won't get hung up on that. But you know, the thing is it gives us the right to practice whatever we want to practice. The one thing that I believe that spirituality is also is that right to be you. Aaron put it so perfectly clear last night. You know, let your body, you know, feel that. And if it feels right to you, just do it. And, you know, and just be you. And I think for a lot of us, we've lost that. You know, like I said earlier, for me, you know, somewhere when I got into church, I think I really lost something. I got wrapped up in religion, and it's easy to do. And again, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I was just in a church that was maybe different than where you go, and that's okay. But for me, I just feel like that I always left empty. Every Sunday I went, and I just felt empty. Something was missing. And, you know, I just kept feeling that. I kept there was a hunger inside of me telling me there's something more, there's something deeper, something else. And I couldn't figure it out. I was like, okay, you know, something else. What is that something else? What am I missing? You know, what is that something else? And I really, you know, there were moments in my life when I would just, you know, sit in my bedroom and I would just sit there on my bed and I would just cry and I would say, okay, something else. What is that something else? What am I missing? Because it was like I had lost my home. And it was just like, okay, what am I doing here? What is my purpose? You know, there's that moment in my life when I said, you know, show me that you're real. And, you know, and it would tell me I've always been right inside. You know, I went to the story when I started the show today, and I'm going to go back here as we get ready to wrap up tonight. When I was young, I knew without a doubt that spirit was within me. That was before I even stepped foot in a church. That was before anybody opened a Bible. That was before any of that. I just knew. And then somewhere along the line, I mean, because I was like 10, I started seeing spirits as plain as I would see you. I would hear voices just like I would hear yours. I would smell things and experience a world that few of us ever get to experience, and I'm so glad that I get to experience that. But as I got older, I stepped away from it, my free will, my choice. You know, because, you know, people started saying, you know, you're practicing witchcraft, or you're doing things of the devil, or, you know, that's just wrong, and you shouldn't see that. That's just not right. You're crazy, and, you know, things like that. And so nobody wants to be different. Nobody wants to stand out. And so I stepped away. I stepped away. I want you to listen. I stepped away. Spirit never stepped away from me. I just stopped developing my gifts. I just stopped. But luckily, Spirit said, hey, you know what, Michael? You know, I'm going to open you up again. And it started opening up probably in my 30s. You know, I started seeing things again. I started experiencing things again. Again, of course, I thought, oh, no, you know, I'm going bonkers, or, you know. But I wasn't. I was just reopening to home. I was just reopening to center. Just a reawakening inside of me started happening. You know, I think a lot of times, you know, there's a lot of people that are just afraid to open up. You know, a lot of people, I believe almost everybody listening to my voice right now, I believe that you're gifted. I believe that the same spirit that is in me is the same spirit within you. You just haven't learned how to develop it. You just haven't learned how to tap into it. I'm still learning how to tap into it. Do I have it down 100%? Absolutely not. I'm still learning. I think we learn every day of our lives. And I think at the point that we stop learning is that point when our spirit returns back to where it came from. But until that moment, we learn. And we experience. And the nice thing is when our spirits do leave our human bodies, our human forms, all those things that we've learned go with us. Go with the spirit within us. And if we choose to come back, if we choose to come back into another body form, then we bring all of that back with us. That's what we have past life memories from. But if we choose to stay, then we choose to stay. You know, it's up to us to advance our consciousness. It's our free will. We always have free will. And if we, okay, this is a fine answer to Rose's question, is if our spirit leaves our human form and went to wherever it goes, which I'm still trying to figure that out, then if we were forced to come back, then we don't have free will. So we have free will or we don't have free will. I believe we do in all things that we do. Because I don't believe that the spirit within me wants us to be robots. Doesn't want us to, you know, do stuff. Doesn't want us to do that. So hopefully that answers your question, Rose. Because if we are forced to reincarnate, then we don't have free will. And I believe that we always have choices. We always have that. So hopefully that answers your question. Hopefully you guys have enjoyed the show tonight. You know, at times I feel like I was just rambling and talking, but it's okay. Because I believe that Spirit also talked through me tonight to you. And that's important. I think that a lot of times when I teach and when I go into this, I go into some kind of a trance even. And a lot of times I don't even know what I'm saying or have said. I'm going to have to listen to the program. And that's okay. Listening to the program is good. We will not be on air tomorrow. We're not on air every day of the week. We're on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays here. Friday, I will be, as far as I know, I will be opening our phone lines up to readings on Friday's program. So we will have that available to you on Friday's program. I will be reading like I used to do on Insights with Michael. So if you want to check out me and check out information about me, you can go to my website. My personal website, which is www.insightswithmichael.com. And if you want to set up a full reading with me, get to know me a little bit better, you can find that information over on our website at www.insightswithmichael.com. Now, if you would like to know what's going on this program, we actually have a website here as well. And it is, www.insightswithmichael.com. Spiritual Talk Radio EZ. Now that's the letters EZ. Okay. Web123.com. Again, that is www. Spiritual Talk Radio. The letters EZ. Web123.com. All right. Somebody told me that I needed to tell you that because they thought that you might be hearing me saying easy and, you know, typing in easy. And so, But to make it really easy on you, get it? Easy. Okay. To make it really easy on you, you just go over to our Blog Talk Show page. You click on the link, and you don't have to worry about typing all that stuff in. Okay? I'm trying to make it as simple for you as possible. So, also, hey, if you want to, you can follow our show on Twitter. I'm not tweeting a lot over there. Is that even a word? Okay, but so I'm over there tweeting or doing something over there sometimes. You can check me out over there. We'd love for you to do that. Hopefully, Michael will join us, and I'll be trying to figure out where he is or what happened or so later. But I'll have to use my psychic abilities, I guess. And so, you know, that's one thing that Spirit really wants us to do is to use our intuition every day. Do you know that I think that we do that every day and we're just not even realizing it? Have you ever just had your phone ring at your house and you go, man, I bet that is so-and-so. And you pick up your phone and it's so-and-so. That's intuition. Or you hear a knock on your door and you go, I bet that's so-and-so. And they're there. Or have you ever just thought about somebody and they all of a sudden call you? I do that all the time. That's nothing new for me. But or, you know, you're getting ready to go to Walmart or your grocery store and you say, you know what, I bet I'm going to run into so-and-so. And you run into so-and-so. That's intuition. That's every day you tapping into the spirit within you. So try that. You know, just, you know, the one thing that I use my intuition, I'm going to give you a little hint here. Going to Walmart drives me crazy because I can never find a parking spot. So what I do is I manifest me a parking spot. Try it. It works. Trust me. Okay. The other day I went to Walmart and I go, you know what? I want a parking spot 3 spots from the front door. I didn't want to be right at the front door. And so I said, I want 3 spots from the front door. And, you know, I pulled in the lane and I drove right to my spot. It was right there. You know, manifesting is just drawing stuff to you. So, you know, if it doesn't work the first time, don't give up. It might work the next time. You know, it's practice, practice, practice. That is what spirituality is. It's practicing everyday life from the place of spirit within you. Some days you're going to get it right, and some days you're going to beat your head against the wall. And it's okay. There's no judgment from the spirit within you. Okay? So some days it's going to work out for you, and then some days you're just going to want to pull your hair out. I think that's what happened to mine. So, but, you know, there's just going to be those days. But the one thing that Spirit is doing is stretching you. You know, for a lot of you, this program is new. The way I'm teaching, the way that I'm talking, this is new. This is totally different than Insights with Michael. And it's stretching us. But stretching is not a bad thing. Because we're expanding. We're making room for more. More spirit. More consciousness. I mean, we can easily stay stuck if we want to stay stuck. Okay, raise your hand right now if you want to stay stuck. It's okay. You're not going to get no judgment from me. If you want to be stuck, that's okay. That's your choice. You have free will. Okay, now, let's ask this question. How many of you want more spirituality, want to really get on that path, really begin to get into that deep end, really want to open up, really want to expand? Raise your hand. Spirit says, done. It's done. It's already done. But you still have to, you know, develop that for you. Over a period of time, I've learned how to develop the gifts that are in me. Do you think that I just woke up one day and all of a sudden could read the way I read? No. It took, you know, me developing that, me practicing that, me learning how to work with that. Did you think that just one day I woke up and started, you know, saying, hey, you know what? I see so-and-so standing beside you. And it took time for me to develop that, learn how to practice with that, how to work with that. Even with my teaching, I didn't just, you know, put on a headset one day and say, you know what, I think I'm going to join Blog Talk Radio and I think I'm just going to teach here and da-da-da-da. No. It took me time to develop it and getting into that place of knowing. And today, when I was in meditation, I told Spirit, I said, you know what, I'm a little rocky on this show. What is wrong? Why am I so nervous? Because I'm expanding. I'm a creature of habit. I do the same thing day in, day out, like a little robot. And there's nothing wrong with robots, okay? But also, Spirit wants us to expand, wants us to experience. I'm so much of a creature of not wanting to change that there was a new restaurant that opened in my town. And I didn't know it. I didn't know how, you know, even walk in the door and what do you do? I mean, is there a hostess there? Do you sit yourself down or what do you do? So I avoided it because I thought, okay, it's not something I'm familiar with. It's, you know, I didn't know if it was good, didn't know if it was bad, never been in there. So one day I thought, you know what? I'm going to expand myself. And I pulled into the parking lot, but then I left because I thought, oh no, I got too nervous. And so, but I did get to the parking lot. So the next day I thought, well, okay, this is just ridiculous. This is just silly. You know, I'm a grown man. This is not, you know, why am I so afraid of change? You know, but I think what it goes down to is I think that we're so afraid that we're going to look stupid or we're going to look dumb or you know, we're going to have that judgment. Somebody's going to laugh at us, you know, something like that. I think that's what, you know, we're afraid of changing. You know, what are other people going to say, you know, about us? So one day I pulled into the parking lot. I got out of my car. I nervously walked towards the door. And I opened the door. And I step in. And this woman says, can I help you? How many are in your party? And I just said one. And she took me to a table and I sit down. I was nervous. And I said, well, you know, what do you recommend here? I've never been here before. And she told me, do you know that I found a good restaurant and that I go there all the time now? I would have missed out on something great because I was so afraid of change. And I almost missed out on something great here on Spiritual Talk Radio because I was afraid of change. I wanted to go back to Insights with Michael because Insights with Michael, for me, was safe. But it was done. We need to expand. Today, when I was throwing frisbees, I played frisbee golf. And the day when I was throwing frisbees, I was telling Spirit, I said, why am I so afraid? And it's because it's the unknown. I don't know what Spirit's going to do here on Spiritual Talk Radio, but I believe that with everything inside of me, it's going to knock the socks off of us. Because I believe that Spirit wants us to awake, wants us to expand, wants us to open up to more and say, you know what, Spirit, this might be new for me, but I want all that you have for me. So if you're a little nervous about Spiritual Talk Radio, just pull your car into the parking lot And if you get nervous when you pull into the parking lot of Spiritual Talk Radio, then back your car up, come back another day, and try it again. You know, pull into the parking lot. That's all I'm asking you to do at this moment, is just pull in the parking lot. And then the next day when you come, then get out of your car, nervously walk to the door. And when you step into Spiritual Talk Radio, I'm going to say, welcome, I love you, how can I help? And like I said earlier, it won't matter if your hair is purple, green, I don't care. Because the same spirit within you is the same spirit within me. And it is way beyond time that we get past our differences, get past those things that separate us, those things that have divided us. Because we cannot continue being divided. We cannot continue this division. It is literally going to kill us off if we do. We've got to really begin to tap in to the spirit within each one of us. And let that be our guide. Let that be our knowing. You know, if somebody asked me one day, they go, Michael, you read amazingly, because I don't question it. It's just a knowing. I know the voice of the spirit within me. And when that voice tells me something about you, then I tell you that. And I tell you that because I believe that I'm hearing the voice of spirit. It's a knowing. It's like tonight. You know, I was nervous when I came on, and I, you know, it was very interesting. I'm going to tell you something. This morning, I woke up, and I was in meditation. I was picking out music for the program tonight, and Spirit told me Michael wasn't coming. There was no surprise when he called in and told Rose he wasn't coming. I already knew it. I don't know why he didn't come yet, but I knew that he wasn't coming. Because Spirit is that great. Spirit knows all what's going to happen. Spirit wasn't going to let me come here tonight and not know in advance that you know that I'm going to have to talk and carry the show tonight. Spirit's not going to do that to us. Spirit's not going to take us to the deep end and just, there you go, if you don't know how to swim. For a lot of you out there, you know, spirituality to you is new. You know, maybe some of you are just learning the word tonight. You know, you're going, what is this guy even talking about? What is this thing? So, you know, if you have questions, feel free to call into the program anytime. We're on air anyhow. Otherwise, you just get a busy single if we're not here. So, but 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to this program. You can write it down. Also, you can write me and Michael at spiritualtalkradio@gmail.com anytime you have comments, questions, prayer requests, you know, whatever. All right, we're done for tonight. I appreciate you so much for listening tonight. And like I said, you know, if something I said tonight didn't resonate, then just put it on a shelf right now. You know, leave it there for a day or two. And then if it still doesn't fit, toss it out. Follow the spirit within you. That's all I'm asking. All right. We will be back on air on Friday at 6 p.m. Central. I will be reading on that program. I will tell you that. We do have some guests coming up. Go to our website. I gave that earlier. It's the Spiritual Talk Radio website. Actually, Aaron's mom, Jill, Carol, is actually going to be with us next Wednesday, actually, at 1 p.m. Central. And so she'll be with us. So, and she is actually a minister, I believe, in a spiritualist church in Bristol, I believe, and so where she lives. So we'll get to visit with her on Wednesday. And then I have, it's very interesting, I have another Michael that will be, he's a medium, and he'll be a guest on our show. So that night, we might have Michael, Michael, and Michael. So there might be three of us. So, you know, Michael's just a popular name. I can't help it. All right. You know, sometimes I think that people just don't look in the baby name book. So, all right. But that's okay. The world needs Michaels. All right. So have a good night. It's been my pleasure and honor to share with you tonight. And so I'll be back on Friday. See you then. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you as you are.